I want to speak to you about something simple, yet deeply transformative. Your habits. See, the routines you adopt, whether intentional or accidental, shape your identity, influence your future, and define the legacy you leave behind. Let's start with the truth. You're not what you do occasionally. You are what you do consistently. Think about it. What distinguishes a world-class athlete from an amateur? A successful entrepreneur from a dreamer? It's not talent alone, nor is it just luck. It's their daily choices. They are habits that compound over time to create excellence. Aristotle famously said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence is not an act, but a habit. Your habits just don't influence you. They define you. They reflect what you value, how you approach life, and where you're headed. Here's an example we can all relate to. Morning routines. How many of us reach for our phone as soon as we wake up in the morning? That small habit might seem insignificant, but it's a decision that sets the tone for the day. Are you starting with intentionality, or are you passively letting external influences dictate your mood and focus? Now, think about this on a larger scale. Every small choice, what you eat, how you spend your free time, how you talk to others, build up over days, months, and years to form who you are. The good news, this works both ways. Bad habits can weigh you down, but good habits can lift you up. When you commit to a habit, you're not just changing what you do, you're changing how you see yourself. For example, if you go to the gym regularly, you start to identify as someone who values health. If you dedicate time to reading, you see yourself as a lifelong learner. And the reverse is also true. Negative habits, like procrastination or neglecting self-care, can subtly reinforce a belief that you're not capable or deserving of success. It's a powerful reminder. The habits you cultivate today either build the person you want to become or hold you back from realizing your potential. So how do you ensure your habits serve you rather than hinder you? Here are three practical steps. Step one, start small and be specific. It's tempting to overhaul your entire life overnight, but sustainable change begins with small, manageable steps. If you want to improve your health, don't commit to running a marathon right away. Start with a 10-minute walk every morning. Specificity is key. Don't just say, "I'll exercise more." Instead, decide, "I'll do 20 push-ups before breakfast." Small wins build momentum, and before you know it, they become a part of who you are. Step two, tie habits to your values. Ask yourself, why does this habit matter to me? When your actions align with your core values, they become easier to sustain. For instance, if success is a priority, you would create habits that lean into that instead of wasting time centered around doing nothing. When you connect your habits to a purpose, they feel less like chores and more like investments in the life you want to lead. Step three, design your environment. Your surroundings influence your behaviors more than you may realize. If you want to eat healthier, stock your kitchen with nutritional options. If you want to read more, place a book on your nightstand instead of your phone. Change doesn't rely on willpower alone. It's about designing an.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Environment that makes good choices effortless and bad choices inconvenient. Now, let's address a common misconception. Many people believe that building a habit is about perfection. It's not. It's about consistency. Life is going to throw you curveballs. You might miss a workout or forget your journal one day. That's okay. What matters is getting back on track quickly. The goal isn't to never fail. It's to never quit. As James Clear writes in Atomic Habits, habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. Each small, consistent action may feel insignificant in the moment, but over time, the results are profound. You are in control. Start by reflecting on your current routines. Which ones are serving you? Which ones are holding you back? Change doesn't require dramatic gestures. It begins with one decision, one step, one habit at a time. Habits are essentially the autopilot mode of our brains. See, neuroscience tells us that habits form because the brain loves efficiency. It automates routines to save energy for more complex tasks. Every action we repeat, whether it's brushing our teeth, scrolling through social media, or reading a book, strengthens a neural pathway, making that habit easier to repeat. What does that mean for you? It means your lives are a direct reflection of the habits you choose to reinforce. Good habits, like regular exercise, consistent learning, or practicing gratitude, become the foundation of a fulfilling life. On the flip side, poor habits, procrastination, self-doubt, or neglecting your health can quietly erode your potential. So, how do you focus on habits that propel you forward and avoid the ones that hold you back? Let's talk about consistency, because this is where the magic happens. Think about a drop of water falling on a rock. A single drop might seem insignificant, but over time, those drops can carve through stone. Similarly, when you stay focused on your habits, small as they may seem, you're chiseling away at the obstacles between you and your goals. If you read just 10 pages a day, you'll finish roughly 12 books a year. If you save $5 a day, you'll nearly have $2,000 by the end of the year. If you exercise for just 30 minutes a day, you'll accumulate over 180 hours of movement annually. These small, consistent actions add up, creating results far greater than you often anticipate. Habits are not just about what you do. They're about who you become. When you stay focused on your habits, you are essentially crafting your identity. So ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? What daily actions reflect that identity? Your habits are the compass pointing you in the direction of your desired future. Now let's address the elephant in the room. Distractions. Distractions are the enemy of focus and the downfall of good habits. But here's the good news. You have more control over your distractions than you think. Simplify your environment. If you're trying to eat healthier, keep junk food out the house. If you're working on staying productive, silence your notifications. Pair a habit you want to build with something you already do. For example, if you want to practice gratitude, do it while brushing your teeth. This is called habit stacking, and it's a powerful way to anchor your new behaviors. Protect your time and energy. Saying no to distractions is really saying yes to your growth. One of the most critical aspects of staying focused on your habits is embracing the long-term view. See, many of us abandon habits because we don't see immediate results. But the truth is, progress is often invisible at first. Imagine an ice cube sitting in a room at 25 degrees. You raise the temperature to 26, then 27, and so on. But nothing seems to change. It's not until the room reaches 32 degrees that the ice begins to melt. Was the effort from 25 to 31 degrees wasted? Absolutely not. Each degree was necessary for the breakthrough. The same is true for your habits. The small, daily actions you take may not yield visible results immediately, but they are setting the stage for significant transformation. Ultimately, the choice to focus on your habits is yours. No one can do the work for you. But here's the beauty of it. Once you commit, your habits will begin to work for you. By staying focused on the habits that align with your values and goals, you create a life of purpose, direction, and fulfillment. I want to leave you with this. You have the power to choose your habits, and in doing so, you choose your destiny. Remember, you are your habits. The question is, what kind of person do you want your habits to create?